Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yeah, it's a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country at BBM Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saver, call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours, welcome back. National Talk Black, have you saying yarn up strong, you mob. Let's end up the program with Pulborough man, Jungaji. Do enjoy.
Papa, why? Papa, no good.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry, call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM BBM.
We sing Kumbaya,
Kumbaya, Kumbaya, Kumbaya, Kumbaya, Kumbaya, Kumbaya, Kumbaya, Kumbaya.
The dalang na wabagal mo na tipawa ka sa tawo mo yai di kulka yuday di senapat Calvary,
Calvary, Calvary, Calvary, Calvary, Calvary, Calvary.
Calvary, 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 Calv
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. Now, the National Gallery of Australia launches the Waiaha First Nations Advanced Leadership Program, a new initiative supporting the ongoing development of leading First Nations art professionals from across the country. Now, five senior First Nations art and cultural workers have been selected with this new Advanced Leadership Program. So we're going to catch up a yarn now with Tita Boom, National Gallery's Senior Curator of First Nations Art and member of the First Nations Leadership Team. On the line, we have Tina. Tina, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Tina?
Yeah, sure. I'm Tina Baum. I'm from Darwin originally, but Larrakia, Wadaman and Gurradjuri from Western Australia way.
Right, and where are you based at the moment?
I'm based down in Canberra, in Ngunnawal, Ngambri country,
beautiful,
Canberra.
Beautiful. Well, big shout out to you, Mob. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, look, fantastic. So five senior First Nations art and cultural workers selected for this new Advanced Leadership Program. So enlighten us, please, about the program and who the five senior First Nation art and cultural workers are.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called the Waiana First Nations Advanced Leadership Program, and it's a new initiative that we're doing at the National Gallery of Australia. These five participants, you've got two Brisbane-based ones there, Troy Casey and Amanda Heyman, who run Blacklash Aboriginal Art Company and Magpie Goo.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Paul House, who's local Ngunnawal Ngambri man, Carly Lane from Boorloo or in Perth, Western Australia,
yes,
and Shay Vagona Googe, who's from Darwin and the NT. They're all graduates from our normal leadership program that we run every year,
mm-hmm.
the Dhurrumalung West Farmers First Nations Arts Leadership Program. And we're always looking at how we can, you know, advance and upskill our leaders in the arts. And
yeah.
So, you know, we decided to start this new initiative and give these five, you know, graduates from our program an opportunity to go on and learn new skills in the, you know, the sort of executive and upper level areas.
Well, we are students for life, are we not? And look, a fantastic opportunity for these Deadly Five Senior First Nations art and cultural workers. So operating with a vision, looking up and looking forward. Mm-hmm. So a great opportunity. And so this is an annual thing that that you guys do?
Well, the leadership program that we run is an annual program. We've got 138 graduates.
Whoa.
Of the program now.
Deadly.
And it's been running since 2010. And so, you know, we're always looking, you know, it's not enough to just do these programs and move on from that. You know, we've got to always challenge and upskill our mob.
Yes.
So, yeah, we thought this was the time to do it.
Yeah, look, fantastic. And look, it gives us a strong platform in regard to the art space. We are storytellers, and we use our art to tell our story and also to empower us in the, how you say, the business world as well. So the future looks great, you could say.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we were the first, you know, artists and leaders in this country well before anybody else. And so, you know, we want to continue that tradition and give opportunities for our mob to excel in areas that they're already excelling. You know, we do so much in our community spaces and with our families. You know, now we're stepping into, you know, straddling as we always do, the white world and the black world. And
yes.
So, you know, we've got to, you know, give those opportunities where we can.
Tina, can you paint the picture regarding the program? What happened? Do they all meet at one place now or what?
Yay.
And how long does it run for?
The program runs for a year,
okay.
Essentially a year. So they've already started the first part of the program doing the Australian Institute of Company Directors program. So a week-long program held in Canberra where we bring them all together so that they get to know one another and network and start building that executive level, you know, networks out there. And they get to do that program. At the end of the year when we run our annual leadership program, they have to come back and they talk about their experience and what they've learnt and, you know, share those learnings with the next future Wayana participants, potential ones. And so they talk about the experience and, you know, share that because, you know, yes. as you said, we're storytellers. The more that we share our experiences, what worked, what didn't work, and ways to navigate, you know, these often big white, you know, institutions,
exactly.
I think that we're better for it.
Yeah, look, fantastic. And that goes for a year, you were saying, yep?
Yeah, we start in April and they end in December. And, you know, we do have another opportunity. We've got a fantastic Indigenous arts partner, West Farmers Arts, who've been our partner since 2009.
Mm.
And so they've provided an opportunity for an international engagement for
yes.
these five participants
yes.
to go over to the Emily Kamenware exhibition, which is opening in July at the Tate Modern in London.
Mm.
And so we're taking the group over to be able to expand into those international spaces. You know, we've been engaging internationally since the McCutcheons, you know, visited our shores
exactly.
all those centuries ago. But, you know, we can keep and maintain those connections internationally in other ways. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity for them and for us to be able to support them in that journey into those bigger spaces.
Well, the future looks bright. So, look, Tina, thank you very much for sharing. Congratulations to the five senior First Nation art and cultural workers being selected in a new advanced leadership program. And, hats off to the West Farmers partners in West Farmers Arts. Fantastic. Money's a tool. A good investment, we would say. And thank you very much for sharing, Tina, and all the best to your mob, your team there, and these five Dedly senior First Nation arts and cultural workers to Dedly.
No worries. Thank you for that.
You take care, Tina. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Dedly Yarn there, that's Tina Boom and National Gallery Senior Curator of First Nations Art and member of the First Nations Leadership Team. So look, fantastic, congratulations. Those five are senior First Nation artists and cultural workers who have been selected for the new Advanced Leadership Program, 12-month program, and also get a trip overseas to England as well and the work they do. And mention them, Troy Casey, Amanda Heyman, Paul Girua House, Carly Lane and Shay Vigona Gouge. So congratulations, you mob, too Dedly, and working from that space, storytellers we are, and using art as the vehicle. So there it is. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, Dedly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Thinking about your body next to mine. Ooh. Butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember.
Hey, you mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Sitting on the end of the jetty with my favorite cousin Etty. Fish weren't biting, kids were fighting. Then I felt a jiggle and a wiggle on my line. Straight away I started hauling. Somebody started calling. Uncle caught a big fish, come look see. Then a pile of plastic popped up at me.
The ocean's full of junk, looking like a garbage dump, floating in on every tide,
makes an old diver wanna cry. Flip-flops from Indonesia, Pringle cans from Polynesia, cartons of coke, coils of rope,
all the way from Malaysia, Singapore and Siam.
Eskies from New Guinea, popping in a sunken dinghy. Hooks in brine, balls of twine,
tangle and tangle like my fishing line. The ocean's full of junk, looking like a garbage dump, floating in on every tide,
makes an old diver wanna cry.
Hook, line and plastic is really unfantastic. Hook, line and plastic, it can't keep elastic. Hook, line
never wanna cry. Ghost nets whirling on the ocean, up and down in endless motion. Turtles gagging, dugongs dragging.
Birds aren't flying, but they keep on trying.
The ocean's full of junk, looking like a garbage dump. Floating in on every tide,
makes an old diver wanna cry.
Hook, line and plastic, it's really unfair.
Wanna cry. Glad my diving days are over. Today I wouldn't be in clover. Early beds, I'd be dead. I'd be harvesting rags and rubbish bags. When I was young and energetic, life wasn't so frenetic. The sky was blue, the sea was too. Now everything is floating with a plastic coating.
The ocean.
Hey, commerce, what are them rubbish brought in the water?
Papa Dati.
Wow, Nina Dati.
Whose can fish uncle be cats? I know we looked up cat one before.
I don't want a kaka plastic. I want a kaka fish. When I been small girl, we used to catch proper fish, not elastic fish.
Wow, we be catch a proper fish before time.
Well, no good fish, you can't barbecue that plastic. I've been fishing a minute a long time. Now we're catching plastic, huh?
Makes an old diver wanna cry. Makes an old diver wanna cry. Makes an old diver wanna cry.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
That's Dizzy from Dizzy. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yan Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yan, it's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying Yan Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Now, Jobs for Mob is the goal of this year's Gather and Grow information sessions, with the events bringing Aboriginal businesses and industries together to connect and learn about supply chain and employment opportunities on major New South Wales government regional projects. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Brother Craig Jackson, Regional Aboriginal Partnership and Outcomes Team Lead, and we have Craig on the line. Craig, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, brother. Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from?
I'm calling from Bundjalung Country in the New South Wales North Coast. But I'm a Gamilaroi man from Western New South Wales, Moree.
Beautiful, brother. Beautiful. Big shout out to your mob, and big shout out to the mob there on country. Look, fantastic. Jobs for Mob, a fantastic opportunity for getting our mob looking at all different jobs, different industries. So paint a picture. How long does it last for? When does it start? And tell us about the opportunities, please, bro.
All right. So it's already started.
Okay.
It's a series of workshops, of information sessions.
Mm.
As you said, we're calling it Jobs for Mob, and the goal is to bring Aboriginal businesses together with proponents of major New South Wales infrastructure projects. So gather together and look to help grow their business.
So like a employment a conference, so to speak, and people go along and talk to different industry leaders and have a vision?
That's right. So from May, we had our first workshop last week in Dubbo.
Yes.
The Aboriginal Partnerships team will support 7 Gather and Grow sessions across regional and metro New South Wales. We bring together state government agencies. We're doing this in partnership with Treasury, and it's an opportunity for Aboriginal businesses to meet with those agencies that are delivering infrastructure projects.
Yes.
Understand more about the infrastructure project and how to get involved, and also learn how to do tenders, get support from agencies across the state to help them successfully tender for supply chain opportunities.
Sure. So, and we're also talking about Indigenous businesses at the table as well?
Correct, yes. Yeah, so this is all focused on Indigenous businesses.
Good.
Firstly, providing opportunities for these businesses to get involved in the supply chain of some of these large projects. And some of the projects we're talking about are the redevelopment of hospitals in Shell Harbour, Bathurst and Cessnock. We've got renewable energy zones located in the central west and southern parts of New South Wales, which all have massive infrastructure bills attached to them.
Yes.
And so there's opportunities for businesses to become involved in the supply chain, support those developments, and then employment flow-ons from those opportunities.
Craig, and I was just going to say, brother, that it's very hard for anybody out there, black or white, to start a business. And in the first 2 to 5 years, you either make it or break it, so to speak, you know. But when you're looking at the black man being in business, sometimes misses the opportunities to put a tender in for bigger projects or bigger contracts, so to speak. So I'm thinking that this is a bridge builder, so to speak, for our mob, yep?
Absolutely, and that's why we focus on the grow element. That's why we call it gather and grow. So it's for those businesses that have been established, have probably got over that hurdle, as you said. You know, the first year or two is very hard for business, and that's where most businesses tend to fail. And this is something that provides an opportunity for those Aboriginal businesses that have been established and looking for opportunities to grow their business. And some of them may never have tendered for a government work before.
Exactly. And the thing is, look, you only probably need one tender, and it sort of puts you on a platform of the work that you do, and that you are legit, and that you do operate in a professional sense, and then doors can open up thereafter that one contract, you know, that one tender process.
Absolutely. So generally what happens in these really large infrastructure projects, the projects are tendered out to your tier one or tier two firms. They're too big for some of our businesses, but the ideal opportunity is to get in part of the build, and you get yourself known to, one, the agencies that are delivering this infrastructure,
yes,
but also to these major construction firms.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And look, big shout out to the New South Wales government and the work that they're doing there and for providing the platform as such. I'd like to mention Tara Moriarty, Minister for Agriculture, Minister for Regional New South Wales, Minister for Western New South Wales as well, and then David Harris, Minister for Aboriginal Affairs and Treaty, Minister for Gaming and Racing, Minister for Veterans, and Minister for Medical Research, and Minister for the Central Coast. Look, a lot of hats there in regard to those two people and the work that they're doing, but look, it provides a platform for this opportunity, and it just gives a nice pathway, and the future looks bright for black people in business, brother, and job opportunities, yes.
Absolutely.
How long have you been in your role, Craig?
I've been in my role for a bit over 20 years.
Oh, brother. Yeah, leading from the front.
Yes, that's right. I've learned a lot. I come from the private sector originally.
Okay.
I'm an accountant by trade, so,
good.
But I love helping community and helping mob.
Yeah, beautiful. Love your work, Craig. Thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to the mob. Fantastic. A great opportunity, a great platform. And look, we'll be in touch. You keep smiling, my friend.
Thanks very much for the opportunity.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A beautiful yarn there. That's Craig Jackson, Regional Aboriginal Partnership and Outcomes Team Lead for New South Wales Government for that opportunity. Jobs for Mob is the goal of this year's Gather and Grow information session with the events bringing Aboriginal businesses and industry together to connect and learn about supply chain and employment opportunities on major New South Wales Government regional projects. But so very true across the country in regarding anybody being in business. It's a hard tug, an uphill battle, you know. But if you got that black skin, then even harder there again, you know. And then you talk about women as well. Hard for women, then hard for a black woman being in business. But here's an opportunity, present your case and be at the table for the tender process. And a lot of times black people and black companies miss out on that opportunity to have a tender process. And you put the tender in, and sometimes they don't even get a look in. But the fact of being there and putting the tender in, then you got your foot in the door, hat in the ring, so to speak. And then doors could open up. And like I said, yeah, I probably only need that one contract. And then people can see the your wares, see what you got to offer, and how professional you're operating. And there goes the opportunity. There lies the opportunity, I would say. So that's all industries as well. So fantastic. High tide rises all ships. That's what they say. Have your say here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Come to my home, cocoa.
feels like the world is on your shoulders. Build yourself up, then it all comes crashing down. All this conflict you're internalizing, emotions you keep denying. Sister, how much can a heart taste? Feel, sister, heal, sister. You can rise above, be still, sister. Tune into all the wisdom of your heart. Let it all out. When the rain was pouring, I started calling, praying to create. Mother took the course and held me like an anchor. Saw through the depths and returned to my nature. Blessed and highly favored with my sisters. Open up my heart, I'm out here being all that I am, all that I can be. When you're gonna turn your pain to love, as if the sacrifice.
Beautiful track there, Heal Sister, and that's by Soul Child and Rena. Heal Sister. Too Deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. Call the number Yarn Up. Yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray Funakari. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. BBM Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Tiana Hagen, Parallel Legal at Murrah Law. And a big shout out to Murrah Law and the work that they do. And we have Tiana on the line. Tiana, good morning. How are you?
Good, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm based in Nipawin or Hobart in Rotorua, Tasmania this morning.
All right. Thank you. You've got a bit of an accent there, have you?
Yeah, we're a bit posh down here.
Oh, there you go. Speaking with a plum in your mouth. How long have you been with Murrah Law?
About 6 months. I started as an intern and then came on as a junior paralegal a few months ago.
Good, good. Well, you're under very good teachings when you're talking about Murrah Law and you're talking about Leah Cameron. So a big shout out to her and the team. We have legal jargon here. We're talking about bail laws and research. So just enlighten us, please. What is bail?
Cool. So I'll try and do it as plain English as
please,
possible.
Layman's terms.
Yeah. Is a decision kind of about whether someone charged with an offence can remain in the community while they await for their case to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure for lots of our mob, they know what bail is in really general terms, but it's a decision that's made by the police mm-hmm. or by the courts, and bail can impose certain conditions on people. So it can make them go report to police stations or make them live at a certain address or not contact particular people. So there are lots of things that the court can make someone do.
Is there a finance situation there with the bail?
Yeah, often courts will make or impose surety, which can be like a $100 payment that someone has to make to guarantee that you show up at court.
Mm, okay. And why is bail important?
If bail is refused, so if someone's been held on remand or in prison, it can lead to really serious consequences for our people.
Mm.
So it might mean that they lose their housing, their employment, or even just their connection to their family and their community while they're locked up.
Mm.
And I guess for our mob, those consequences are really, they're big and they're compounded by other systemic inequalities that we're experiencing. And so refusal of bail is a really key driver for the overrepresentation of our people in the prison system.
And what is the research project about?
Cool. So I'm doing a bit of research with a team at UTAS, so the University of Tasmania, and Charles Sturt in New South Wales, looking at what makes it difficult for lawyers to get bail for Aboriginal people.
Yeah.
And we're looking at barriers that exist within the legal system, so what the law says and how that can make things difficult, or the support services available to our mob that make it harder for them to meet their bail conditions.
So at that level, when we're talking about lawyers and judges and what have you, is cultural awareness at the table in that sense?
So it depends on the state we're looking at.
Okay.
There's lots of push to get judges and people who are working within courts to do cultural awareness training, but as far as I'm aware, it's not mandatory anywhere. And some laws, so for instance, in Victoria, I know, in determining a bail application, so whether or not someone will be granted bail, courts have to consider the applicant's Aboriginality to some extent and informing their decision-making.
And why is the research important for our mob?
It'll help us really clearly identify what's not working, so any systemic or legal issues that are contributing to bail refusals. And I guess with that, we want to inform reform. So we want to see how we can change the law to better reflect the needs of our mob. We really want it to be strength-based and community-led. So looking at kind of what work and what roles people are doing in between formal roles, in between being a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that lots of our mob in community-controlled organisations, and while their job title might not necessarily be working in that space, inevitably they end up doing lots of those little things.
Mm. And you mentioned states and territories. What are some differences between Tasmania and New South Wales bail laws?
Yeah, so every state and territory has a different criminal code, so their criminal laws and different bail acts. For instance, New South Wales has a show cause requirements for certain offences. So this can mean that the accused, the person who wants bail, has to prove why they shouldn't be held in prison or on remand, and it kind of puts more pressure on them to meet those evidentiary kind of requirements, whereas in Tassie we don't have that. So the prosecution instead has to, for certain serious offences, establish why instead the person should be detained. So it's a slightly different onus of proof, we call it.
And so when we're talking about First Nation people in the court system, so to speak, I believe that there's processes in place that protect our people in regard to racism when decision is made, I would think, yes, this day and age.
To some extent, I think there's always going to be room for improvement, but I know that now when one of our mob is engaged or locked up by police, there might be kind of a call made to the local Aboriginal legal service to inform them. But that's happened, and that's a measure that's been implemented after the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody.
Yes.
So we'd like to see, I guess, more of those kinds of things.
And that's why we have ATSL in that support system, don't we?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you for the legal jargon, so to speak, getting educated. That's what it's all about. We're students for life, aren't we, Tiana?
Yeah, for sure. It's always good to continue learning.
Fantastic. And do you get to travel around to the other shops? I mean, we joke with Leah. She's become like a franchise. Do you want fries with that? She opened up Murrow Law offices everywhere. I reckon so. You've been up here?
Yeah, Yeah, I came up last year for a conference.
Okay.
Hot and wet, but lovely.
Tropical North Queensland. Tiana, thank you for your yarn. Big shout out to your team, and thank you for the education. You keep smiling. We'll talk soon, sister.
Sounds good. Willika, see ya.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. That's Tiana Hogan, her name is, a paralegal at Murrawa Law. And big shout out to Leah Cameron and the work that she does. First Nation woman from Tasmania. Of course, lawyer, opened up her own firm, business, started here in Cairns, and then branched back down to Tasmania, where she's from. And now I believe we've got offices in Brisbane and Perth as well. Like I said, franchise. Do you want fries with those? Big shout out to Leah Cameron. Your daily program, National Talk Blast. Come to time where Trinity Trev signs off for the today's program. Thank you for your company, your mob. Look, deadly yarning with your mob, and it is a voice for our people, so do utilise it. Like I said, if you don't want to have a yarn, 1-800-422-416, you can always text a brother and give your opinion or your advice or what have you, 045-714-0550. Our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. That's for them shy ones. Don't act, you're not shy, but yarn up strong here. Trevor Tim, signing off here. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon, you mob. Too deadly.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan. Or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Can't you say you're sorry? Is it hard to do? Just put your lips together and let the words roll through. Can't you say you're sorry? Are you so afraid? Just hold your hand in my hand and let this pact be made. But just before you say it, make sure it's from the heart. This is the beginning of healing both our past. Can't you say you're sorry? When will you understand? Remember, we both have suffered upon this sunburnt land. Come on, let's make a start. I will still embrace you. So come on, let's make a start.